At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, so Lombardi Line, of course, here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're brought to you by BetMGM. We've got the two in the association tonight with the Heat hosting the 76ers, the Sun hosting the Mavs as we open up round two in the NBA postseason. You got the Stanley Cup playoffs. A good time to tell you. You can go to VSiN.com and check out Annie McNeil's picks throughout the postseason there on the ice. So plenty to do there. Also, we've got the draft. We've got the guide for the Kentucky Derby coming out over at VSiN.com. So plenty to do as we welcome back Michael Lombardi here on the Lombardi Line. I teased you, Michael. Tyrann Mathieu, he's going home. Sources confirmed that New Orleans and the Saints, it had been long discussed or have agreed to a contract with the All-Pro safety. He grew up in New Orleans and started at LSU. Mathieu is going to turn 30 on May 13th. Your thoughts on the signing of the Honey Badger there with the Saints?
Well, they did a one-year deal, so obviously it's going to be a phony deal so they can fit him in under the cap. But it was the market that he had to take. I mean, once the draft's over, you need to go make a play. Either you go now or you wait till the draft, wait till the season starts and the injuries start, and then you try to see if you can get your deal. I think we're going to see a lot of jockeying going on now. I think you're going to see, different players. Mike Davis, the running back for Atlanta, signed last year, their power back. You know, now he got cut because he makes too much money. They need to get their cap in order. They drafted guys. So I think ultimately there's going to be a lot of jockeying around. And the teams that I think that are take the approach of to try to improve their team now with some of the guys that are going to be out there available, I think they could really do themselves some good here.
So the Saints, remember, they made that trade with the Eagles. Did it pay off? I'll ask you, Michael. With the 11th pick, they took Olave, the wide receiver, out of Ohio State. With the 19th pick, they took Trevor Penning, an offensive tackle out of Northern Iowa. I certainly don't know anything about the Northern Iowa tackle. But the draft overall, do you have an opinion on what the Saints accomplished over the weekend?
I think with the they gave up their future. I mean, they really did. They basically said, we're going to go all in this year. And I think the signing of Mathieu is, for all of us that think that they're rebuilding, I think the signing of Mathieu, the trading of next year's one, all those things that they did, I think they're clearly going all in. You know, they needed to replace Armstead, who's down in Miami. So they get Penning. He's going to play left tackle. You know, they got Ramczyk at right tackle. They still have.
Okay, we just lost Michael for a second. I was going to ask him as we reconnect with Michael. So if I were just to ask you, what do you think the season win total is set at for the Saints? So this was a team last year that finished 9-8. What would you consider a season win total for the Saints? It's set at 7.5. As you take a look, Winston's in the fold. You see it. Let's throw up the NFC South odds there to take a look. As you take a look, the Bucks, no surprise here. They're big-time favorites, -$3. And you take a look at them to come out of that conference, plus 350, Super Bowl on the Bucks, 7.5 to 1. Then you get to the Saints, because this is a division going through some big time turnover for the three teams you see behind the Bucks. The Saints now to win their division 5-1, 14-1 in conference, and 30-1 as far as the Super Bowl. And then we start getting to these teams here with the Falcons, 10-1, 50-1, 100-1, the Panthers, 12-1, 50-1, 100-1, as we bring back Michael Lombardi. The win total for the Saints, a team that won, what was it, 9 games last year, is set at 7.5. Does that feel like the number you would suspect they should be set at?
I think it's a little light. I mean, look, Carolina doesn't have their quarterback situation worked out. You know, Atlanta, I think, is not going to be a very good team. So there's, you know, there's a chance for them to get, they've always beaten Carolina. They've been able to do that. And then Tampa, how good will they continue to be? Obviously, they keep their team intact. But look, I think with the change of coaches, where are they going to be off? I mean, it comes down to Jameis Winston, right? I mean, how good is, everybody had them drafting a quarterback again. And, you know, they signed Winston, they signed Dalton to an extension. You know, they are going to get Michael Thomas back. So now their receiving core has increased. They're better. Kamara is still a really good player. They've got Ingram. I mean, this is not a bad football team by no means. Do I think they're a Super Bowl caliber team? No. But do I think they could win 9 games? Yeah, I do. I think they can duplicate what they did last year. And if they coach well, and because they're good in both lines. I mean, they're really good. Cam Jordan's a good player. Davenport's got to continue to improve. Peyton Turner's got to take a giant mother may I step forward. But I do think that they've improved their team in this offseason. And now you add a really quality safety in Mathau to go along with May. They put money in Marcus May from the Jets. They've strengthened their team down the middle. So, yeah, I do think I would lean towards the over here. I don't feel comfortable with their backup quarterback situation with Dalton. I don't feel comfortable with their starting quarterback situation. And where is Taysom Hill fitting in all this? Is he the tight end? Is he going to play wide? You know, what's he going to do? Because it doesn't sound like they have any interest in keeping him in that role he was in last year.
So you brought up the coach, and I think that plays into the win total here. Dennis Allen in, Sean Payton out. By any circle, and you talked about how much you respect Sean Payton. You know, if Sean Payton's coaching this team, is it 8.5? You know, is there a difference in a game? Is it 8? There would be an adjustment if Payton's back.
There's no doubt. I think there would be more confidence that the offense was going to go. You know, plus they get Michael Thomas back. I mean, that's a huge get. I mean, Michael Thomas, and that takes some of the pressure off Olivier. I mean, you know, Marquise Callaway was a good player for them last year, and Tre'Quan Smith has been consistently, you know, hasn't been as consistent as you like, but still, look, the key to the Saints have been their offensive line. They have protected well, and Penning comes in there at left tackle, gives them if he can play the left tackle and do a good job in there, they've got a hell of a chance.
So that's the Saints. Mathau signs with the Saints. He goes home. Still a very effective player at safety, just turning 30, coming up on the 13th. So that's that. So a question for you.
Don't minimize him leaving Kansas City and how that's going to affect Kansas. Because remember last year when we watched Kansas City, how bad they looked defensively in the beginning of the year. And they'll always look bad in the beginning of the year, Kansas City, defensively, because the system that they run on defense is so complex that Steve Spagnuolo, if he doesn't have the right guy playing safety, Thornhill's going to be the free safety. If he can't get everybody lined up like Mathau did, Mathau will get everybody lined up. Dennis Allen will be more elaborate with his scheme now with Mathau back there because Mathau will make all the checks. It's the quarterback of the defense. That's where you're concerned a little bit with Kansas City. Can Thornhill get them to be in the right defense? Because last year, early in the year, we watched their defense. Remember, up until the second half of the Tennessee game, they couldn't stop anybody. And then they got better. Then their offense fell apart. That's where I'm going to be interested to see the Mathau loss, especially when he came back, it made their defense better.
I got the impression when I was watching the Chiefs as well that Tyrann Mathau was the quarterback of the defense. So you have to, you're going to lose something there as far as it always looked like he was kind of calling out assignments.
Yeah, we don't talk enough about that specifically from a defensive standpoint. Who's calling the defense? Who's getting everybody lined up? Who's making the adjustments? We don't run a scheme. The National Football League just doesn't play over cover three and just play over cover three. There's checks, there's adjustments, the shift to motion, there's double calls. There's all sorts of things that is going on before the snap of the ball that has to get communicated. And when you see a guy running down the field free, the communication was lax. It's usually that starts at the middle of the field with the free safety, the guy who's checking everything, who's making the calls, who's giving the hand signals, who's doing all the things you have to. And it's an important position, especially when you're a team like Kansas City with Spagnuolo, who loves to run unorthodox, unsound blitzes that get home, but they leave huge voids in the defense that if they're not executed properly, they result in touchdowns for the opponent.
These Saints, by the way, conference in the NFC, they were 30-1 prior to the draft. Now sitting here May 1st, May 2nd, they dropped from 30-1 to 15-1. So their chances and their numbers. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a look at the lines, 150-1 down to 50-1 in the NFC as far as the conference odds. That is a huge move. I can't really justify that.
And then Seattle jumped up. So they didn't like Seattle. The book didn't like Seattle's draft.
Yep. From 50-1 to 100-1. So
they didn't like the Cardinals got Marquise Brown and they went up. I mean, gosh, almighty, how could they do that to them?
You mentioned it, but as we'll stick in the division, you mentioned that the Falcons just released Mike Davis. Mike Davis was a pretty productive player for them. One season, carried a big load last year. The Saints seem like a team, excuse me, the Falcons seem like a team right now that couldn't be more in rebuild mode.
Well, they won seven games with Matt Ryan. They finished 26th overall in points scored. They finished 29th in points allowed. I mean, they were not very good. They couldn't protect the passer. They gave up way too many sacks, you know, and they struggled to run the football, not because Davis couldn't run, because they can't run. They were 31st in the league in rushing yards with all these first-round picks in their offensive line. And yet they continue to ignore rebuilding the team. This is where, I don't care what the Drake London does. To me, that I'm arguing with the Falcons on their team building. They can't stop the run. They're 27th in the league in yards allowed rushing, 26th in touchdowns allowed on the ground. I mean, the worst thing you can do when you give up touchdowns on the ground, it's a killer.
When you disconnected for a second, think about the Bucs. That's a nice little landing spot for a new head coach to land as far as the division's concerned, right? Because
you have to
think the three below them are all rebuilding at this point behind
right.
the Bucs.
But I think to me that the thing, if you're Matt Rhule, if you can get certain play out of your quarterback, say they trade for Baker or say they do, you know, you're good enough on defense, maybe you can steal 7-8 wins this year.
Ooh, bullish about the Panthers, huh?
I'm always going to be. I'm going to err because my son's there. I'm err on the side of cup. But I think to me, this is not like there's a dominant team down there. Every team has quarterbacks concerns except one.
Did we take a shot at what the Panthers win total was set at? Because I can give it to you right now. And you want
seven?
Take
I'm guessing six and a half or seven.
Six, 110. So I'm going over just based on what you just said right there. As the Panthers look to bounce back this year, there it is. A little NFC South breakdown with Tyrann Mathieu headed to the Saints. He's returning home. When we come back, let's find out, now that the dust has settled on the draft, what Michael Lombardi's hearing. And I just saw the GM there in Cleveland said he'd be fine if Baker stays on the team. Would he be?
Oh, he's lying. He's lying.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Lombardi Line, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're presented by BetMGM. Hope you had a nice weekend as we welcome you back. I'm Patrick Maher live. You can see it's busy behind me here at the South Point. Michael Lombardi there in Jersey. So we teased it. Let's get to it. It seems like there's lukewarm interest maybe from the Seahawks and Baker, but he doesn't fit the scheme. And then are the Panthers out of the running for Baker? Like, where's the Baker market right now?
The Baker market is simply this. Cleveland, you've got to pay the salary. You've got to pay the salary. We all know that you're not going to carry him on the team, no matter what you say at a press conference, no matter what you describe. Nobody's paying him $18 million, the contract that you gave him. So you're going to have to be on the hook. Seattle's not going to take on that contract. So, and neither is Cleveland. I would think Carolina's interested, but nobody wants to assume the debt of $18 million. First of all, Seattle doesn't even have $18 million to take it on. So, like, unless the contract gets redone, you can't take him. Okay, that's easy to do, right? No, it's not. He's got $18 million guaranteed. So that means that the kid's not going to redo any contract unless he gets his W-4 next year or W-2 is going to read $18 million. He's not redoing his contract until it reads $18 million. So he's not going to sit there and give away $18 to play for the Carolina Panthers at 3. Who's making up the 15? It's not a complicated issue. It's complicated because Cleveland's trying to pretend they have, oh, we're going to keep him on the team if we don't. Okay, then if you're going to do that, if that's your plan, if that's what you want to do, that's great. Okay, then why did you invest in a backup quarterback? You know, why did you bring in backup quarterback? Why did you bring Jacoby Brissett on the team? You think you told Jacoby Brissett he's going to be the third round pick? He's going to be the third quarterback? What did you tell Joshua Dobbs when you signed him? That he's going to get cut because he's going to be the fourth? Like, of course you didn't. Everybody in the league, they're looking at their board. They're saying, you're going to cut the guy. You're on the hook for the 18. Nobody's going to walk down the street and say, please, we want to pay you $18 million. Please, please, please. If they would have done it, it would have happened by now.
So walk me through the scenario.
It's not complicated.
Walk me through the scenario if Baker does remain with the Browns.
There can't be a scenario he remains with the Browns. He's not going to report. It's going to be the Deshaun Watson thing. You're going to pay him $18 million to just stand around?
Right.
He's going to get in the way. It's like Jimmy Garoppolo can't go back to San Francisco. Because if you want to be fair to Trey Lance and you want to give him every opportunity to be the starter, you've got to get Jimmy out of there because the team has won with Jimmy. In spite of what everybody thinks about Jimmy, the team likes Jimmy. And so Jimmy's going to go, if he thinks he has a chance to compete, he's going to compete like he did last year. Remember last year, he wasn't even going to be on the team, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody thought that Lance was having this great camp and that nobody knew who was going to be the starter. We all knew who was going to be the starter.
That's when Jimmy G was trolling everybody.
Yeah.
He's like, remember he was asked about the start, he just smiled when everybody else was denying it. So we knew.
No doubt.
Yeah,
everybody knew he was going to be. He knew it. I mean, because he went to practice. These people that were saying Lance is going to be the starter never went to practice. You know, it's like such misinformation. So I think to me, Andrew Berry can say whatever he wants. I mean, I don't even know if Seattle wants him.
It's being reported.
But I know
it's
this.
Lukewarm.
John Schneider's lukewarm. Not taking him for. John Schneider's not taking over $18 million. He'd be stupid to do it.
They already got their guy. It does appear that they're all in. Up in Seattle. It does appear.
Yeah, they are. Look, you're all in on a guy until you can make the right deal. Maybe they want Baker for the right deal. But that deal's not. The more you say you want them, the more you got to pay them. Well, no, we're not going to pay them. I mean, look, you know, one thing about the Seattle's draft this year, they try to fix their offensive tackle positions, right? They try to come in there and they get Cross to play right tackle, left tackle. They draft this Lucas kid in the third round. You know, they've gotten off the Brendan Schnell experiment at right tackle. That didn't work. So they've tried, they signed Austin Blythe to be in their offensive line. They draft Walker, the running back, to go along with Rashard Penny and Chris Carr. They got three good running backs there, you know? And so they've got skill at the receiver position. You know, they still have the kid they drafted in the second round, Estridge, last year, that hasn't played. So, you know, I'm sure if they're probably saying, look, we're going to run the ball. We're not going to turn the ball over. Why would we invest in this guy?
Yep, fair enough. The quarterbacks drafted. So it's being reported, Mike Tomlin said number 20 overall. Of course, that's Kenny Pickett. Certainly has a chance to start week one. Do you think that's going to be a completely open camp as far as the starter there with the Steelers?
I do. I think to me that Mike, I don't think they told Trubisky it's your job. I think they told Trubisky it's your job, you're going to have to earn it. Okay. It's a different conversation, right? I don't think they told Trubisky, we're giving you this job, it's all you, you just handle it, no big deal. I think they want competition. I think Trubisky needs competition. So they're going to see how fast Pickett goes along. I mean, look, Mac Jones was able to beat out Cam Newton because they felt like in the long run it would be the better move to make. So they did it. We shall see. You know, I don't know, but I know Pickett's smart. He's really smart. He understands schemes. He's got a lot of experience under his belt. He played in a lot of games. And how he adapts to Matt Canada's offense, they're going to be a run-based football team. You know, Najee Harris is going to get the ball in the running game, in the passing game. It's going to be a very complementary offense to their defense. They're going to want to win the game with their defense. They're going to want to turn the ball over, be opportunistic, avoid losing. It's not going to be. They're not going to throw it 17,000 times out of shotgun. Those days are over. They left when Big Ben retired. They're going to go back to trying to run some kind of ball control, play to their strength, which is their defense, and turn the ball over and rushing the passer. The fact that he won 8 games doing that last year with Ben not being able to make a play offensively is remarkable. I think what we'll see, even if Trubisky's a quarterback, Pittsburgh will look faster on offense because they have a quarterback that can at least throw the ball to all parts of the field. You look slow as an offense when your quarterback can't throw the ball.
Who do the Steelers want starting week one?
Who do the Steelers want where?
Who do they want? If they had their druthers, if they could just, everything's perfect, who would they want to start week one, the Steelers?
Oh, I think they would want to start. I mean, I think you'd want Pickett to be the guy to get the team going, but, you know, feel like you've got your draft picks around. And so why not, right?
Yeah, I mean, why not get him started? Totally agree. Drafting him lets you know they don't feel as though Trubisky's the future. I totally agree with that. How about the same question for the Titans? Maybe it seems like an absurd question because Tannehill has played well, but Willis is there. What's the scenario there with the Titans?
I think there's less than zero chance, that Malik Willis even can compete for the job. Well, he'll go in the preseason and run around and make a couple plays, no doubt. Will he be able to go in there, protect the football, and handle it? And I think that's going to be really challenging. He's a year away from them evaluating him. This is why he went in the third. And, you know, Trey Lance was a year away, and yet he went third pick overall because he has such unique talent. He's big, he's fat, you know, all those things. Willis isn't. You know, Willis has got a great arm, but he also doesn't have the size. So I think this is a redshirt year completely for the quarterback. This gives them a chance to make the decision on Tannehill's contract next year, what they want to do. It gives them an opportunity, and if they hit, great. I don't think anybody's sitting in Tennessee saying, well, we got a quarterback of the future. I think they're like all of us. They don't know. They really don't know if Willis is going to be able to do it.
Willis was priced as the favorite to be off the board first at quarterback. He wasn't. That was, of course, Kenny Pickett. The second quarterback off the board was Desmond Ridder there with the Falcons. Mariota and Ridder, your thoughts?
Well, I think Ridder will be smart enough to do it. I think Ritter's going to have to play next year because I don't think Mariota, based on past performance, which predicts future achievement, he's going to stay healthy. I mean, anybody who thinks he's going to stay healthy is – it's never been written that way. He has a hard time staying healthy, and I think that's going to be the challenge. So they've got to get Ridder up to speed. They've got to kind of force him, or else they're onto the Felipe Franks, and I don't think they want to do that. I think they want to keep Franks as the third quarterback, maybe run some RPO games with him to come in on third down. I think that's what they want to do, and then hopefully Mariota can stay healthy. But that's been a challenge for him recently.
And finally, we discussed the Panthers earlier. Matt Corral is in, so is Sam Darnold. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that if they could get Mayfield, you know, or Garoppolo, but Garoppolo's shoulder is the issue, right?
Yeah.
Garoppolo's shoulder is the issue. So, you know, and that's not going to really transpose itself until July. And he's got $24 million, but none of it's guaranteed. So you don't know where that's going. But I would think if they could add another quarterback to compete with Darnold, look, there's nothing wrong with competition. Do I think Corral could compete with him? We'll see. I think Corral's got to spend a year getting his body ready to go.
Bailey Zappe with the Patriots. Brock Purdy was taken, I believe Mr. Irrelevant there at the last pick
with
the 49ers. How about that? And, you know, Zappe's interesting because they used some collateral. I mean, that was value. They used a fourth rounder on Zappe.
Well, that means they're going to move on from Jarrett Stidham. That means that they're going to have to make it. I mean, Jarrett Stidham's agent's calling the Patriots today saying, let me go. And this is the what's happened today in the league is a lot of agents calling, let my guy go. He can't get a shot there.
Right. Right. And Trubisky just basically picked the landing spot where he felt as though he could win the starting position.
He's been given a chance to compete. He knew he didn't earn a chance to start. He's been given a chance to compete.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. Okay, quarterbacks, 2022 draft. Good job there with Michael Lombardi. When we come back, Josh is going to join us. We've got plenty to do yet to come here at Lombardi Line. Presented by BetMGM, this is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, the Kentucky Derby is Saturday, and right now VSiN is offering you a special $9.99 Kentucky Derby betting guide. It's a great deal with previews of all the horses and jockeys for every race, plus best bets for the entire weekend, including the Run for the Roses. Pre-order your copy right now for $9.99. So under $10 at VSiN.com/derbyguide. That's VSiN.com/derbyguide. Post draw coming up in about 30 minutes for the running of the Kentucky Derby, which plays into the betting, of course, where the horses are lined up. As we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line, he's Michael Lombardi. I'm Patrick Maher. We now welcome in our buddy Josh Applebaum. Market Insights is the pod, betting across America here on VSiN. And we say, hi, Josh, how are we feeling? How was your birthday?
It was great, Patrick, Michael, great to be with you. The only thing that ruined my birthday was Scott Foster and Jaylen Brown and the Celtics going ice cold and losing game one, but I can't complain, guys. I'm 35 years old now. Can you believe it? We had a great day yesterday. Went up to the beach on the North Shore, got a lobster roll, our first one of the year. We took Meadow, our pup, to the beach for the first time. Guys, she is now a beach dog forever, so I'm feeling good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. She's a
happy
beach
birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday,
awesome.
Buddy.
Thank you.
You got a beach bum. Well, labs do like the beach, man. Labs love the water. Once you get them out there, then you spoil them. Happy 35th, Josh. Your Celtics, as we kind of, they're reeling after that shooting performance. They took 53s. 50.
Way too lopsided, Patrick. Yeah, and going into it, remember, the Celtics were about a minus 200 favorite in that series. And really one thing that kind of got me a little nervous, I joke about the Scott Foster angle, but it was the fact that the Celtics were a bit of a popular play, and yet you saw a lot of those books 5 down to 4.5. So the new series price, guys, Celtics are about plus 105. So if you want to buy low, think they can come back. Not a bad number there. Going into it, you had, I think the Bucks were like plus 125, something like that. Now they're about a minus 125 favorite. So looking toward the next game tomorrow, you did have this line open -4 Celtics. Public is saying, I'm not going to lay the points again with Boston, but it's actually crept up a little bit -4 to -4.5 at some shops. So we have the Stones here. Celtics could be in a buy low spot. But again, this isn't the Brooklyn Nets, guys. Milwaukee plays defense. They play team basketball. I think it's going to be a deep series. Celtics are in for a fight this one.
Agreed. Aren't the numbers essentially, even after both home teams lost yesterday, the numbers are essentially exactly the same from game one to game two, no? On both series.
They really are. Yeah, Celtics -4.5, -4. And then you look at Warriors-Grizzlies, you know, Warriors eking out that short win, which is notable there. The Grizzlies were super contrarian. You saw that line juiced up a little bit. Warriors-Grizzlies cover that number. But you're totally right, Patrick. Warriors -2, stay -2. And they're getting, it's early. Again, we'll let the public come in tomorrow. You're seeing some heavy betting on the Warriors. I look at maybe the Grizzlies to cover this number once again. Very similar bet split to your point, Patrick, as game one.
Okay, who's getting bet tonight? Miami hosting the 76ers without Embiid. I got 7.5. Thomas Gable said he went all the way up to 8.5. Now back down to 7.5. Where are the percentages here, Josh?
Yeah, I think TG's spot on here. You know, number one, series price, Philly, a plus 260 dog. You have Miami minus 350. The big, you know, injury here, obviously, is Embiid going to miss maybe the whole series. There are rumors he could come back later in the series, but obviously first couple of games, no Embiid, tough break for Philly here. But I think this is all about line movement, guys. Like, you actually saw this line open, Miami Heat only -4, -4.5. The line got all the way up to, as TG mentioned, and this is the importance of, you know, not just looking at what is the current number, where did it open, where is it now? If you want to bet on sports and really be dialed into line movement, you need to see the full line history. So to TG's point, this thing got all the way up to 8.5 at some shops. Even saw one shop touch a 9. You had a lot of buyback there, bringing it down to 7.5. A couple shops are juiced a little bit toward the 76ers here. They're only getting 45% of bets, but 48% of money. Guys, I don't really love this play, but I'm going to buy low on the 76ers in this spot. You're buying low on kind of a buy on bad news, sell on good news. And again, if you're laying the Heat now at -7.5, you're getting the worst of it when you could have gotten a 4.5. And the Heat, by the way, have their own injury issues. You know, Butler's questionable, Morris, Martin, Strus, Hero, Tucker. A lot of those guys may play. But to me, it's really kind of a hazmat 76ers +7.5 inflated line spot or nothing in this game.
Well, the line moved, though, Josh. The line, in fairness, the line moved because of Embiid. It was 4, 4.5. And then once the Embiid news broke, it just shot up to 8. So, you know, I mean, that to me is why the line was moving. Now I think what we're seeing is movement in the other direction. It seems to be those injuries you cited have indicated that some people, maybe they feel like it should be coming back the other way. And certainly bet Philadelphia, it's too many points. Will Hill thinks that, you know, they think it's going to be too many points. But I just think the initial line movement was all based on Embiid. That thing shot up. And if you got Miami at 4, 4.5, it's because you liked him on that number, and then you got the benefit of Embiid being hurt. Which, you know, it's funny, Patrick, Josh, in football, when this happened in football, it never really worked out. Yeah. You know, you got a really cheap number, and next thing you know, guy wasn't playing, and it ended up not really working out in the favor.
The late game tonight, what do you got here, Josh? I think mostly 5.5s with Phoenix laying it.
Yeah, kind of a line freeze in this spot, guys. Maybe a little liability on the Mavericks. That's where I'm going to look for tonight's game. On the series price, Phoenix minus 300. So pretty big favorite to advance here. Dallas and Doncic plus 240. But to your point, Patrick, you know, this is your more lopsided, or your most lopsided play of the night of the two games. You have about 62% of bets here on the Suns laying the points. What was notable to me is some of these shops open laying 6, got down to 5.5. So when we look at, you know, line movement and compare it to the percentages, if the Suns are getting, you know, around 2/3 of bets, why aren't they up to -6.5, -7? The fact that you're staying 6, or really most of these books are down to 5.5, tells me you're taking in some money here on Dallas. You do have 3 road refs in this game, so it's a, you know, small cherry on top. But if you look at Kennedy, Zarba, and Tiven, all around 52 to 56% to the road team. Dallas has been really good as a dog this year. They've 17 and 14 ATS, 12 and 9 ATS on the road. Dallas 27 and 17 ATS on the road as well. So to me, guys, the fact that you're getting a lot of bets on the Suns, we saw this line dip a little bit. I'm looking at the Mavericks here, but I'll wait it out. I think this is a 10 o'clock game. If you're going to bet Dallas here, be wary of some late Suns money. If you're looking at the Mavs, try and hold out and get a 6.
There it is. Okay, Josh, the Stanley Cup playoffs get going tonight. It's awesome. Just a 2-month grind. It's attrition when it comes to hockey. You do have a system when it comes to playoff betting in the NHL and a couple of matches for tonight. What do you got for us?
Yeah, a bunch of matches, Patrick. I know you're jazzed, although we got to be wary of betting the Oilers. Last time we hung out in Vegas, yes, they feel that's like they let us down every game. But really what's interesting to me, guys, is this is kind of a Jekyll and Hyde, or a complete flip of my approach regular season to postseason. If you look in the regular season, I bet a ton of chalk, and chalk really had a fantastic year. Favorites in the NHL were 849 and 462, 65%. You're up 28 units just betting every single favorite. So $100 guy or girl would be up almost $3,000 just taking favorites all year. But it changes in the playoffs. You start to see these dogs really start to bark. You know, you don't have your Buffalo Sabres and these, you know, bottom feeder teams. Your dogs are good teams that had, you know, had to play well to make the playoffs. So you look at dogs in the postseason over the last 5 years, they're 224 and 250, only a 47.3 win percentage. But because of the plus money, you're up 45 units. So you've done very well hitting these dogs. Look at these road dogs in the conference quarterfinals. They've also done well, 48%, 22 units up. And in game one in particular, over the last 5 years, road conference dogs in the quarterfinals are 14 and 14, 50%. You're up ROI of around 20%. So the system matches today, guys. pretty much every road team today. The Bruins have had some action. They're around plus 105. They're down to even money against Carolina. You also look at Tampa Bay. To me, Tampa Bay is one of my favorite plays tonight. You have a lot of love for Toronto. Typically, I don't really care too much at all, really. Look at percentages in the NHL. There's not enough public to bet against. But you kind of pay attention to percentages now because, like other sports, you get to the postseason, you actually have some public, you know, join in on the fun here. So the Leafs are a very popular play tonight. We're showing minus 130 Toronto. A lot of these books are down to minus 125, minus 120. So some movement there on the Lightning. And then the big one, guys, would be the LA Kings. They're really getting no support at all tonight. They're at McDavid and Draisaitl in Edmonton. They went from around plus 180 down to around plus 170. I'm going to take a shot on all four dogs tonight. I got system matches, guys. If we can go 2-2, we can make some positive money here based on these plus money payouts.
Dogs. That's what I like to see.
Dogs, baby.
for tonight, I wonder, you know, the Avs are your favorite to win the Stanley Cup at plus 330. You've got Florida at around plus 550. Then you start to see Calgary and you start to see Toronto. But how about this? I think scoring was as high as it's been in 23, 24 years at over 6.3 a game. You start to see the scoring come down a little bit in the postseason, right, Josh?
Yeah, great point by you, Patrick. You take less chances. You're more conservative. Obviously, you know, these are your better defensive teams in general that make the playoffs. And again, you're really not going to want to, you're really going to do a stretch pass and maybe force a turnover. No, you're going to play a little more at home. Also, game ones in any kind of playoff, whether it's the NHL, NBA, there's MLB, there's a feeling out type process early. So look at a lot of these totals. We had a lot of 6.5s. Looking at a lot of, you know, there's 2 6.5s tonight, Tampa Bay, Toronto, St. Louis, Minnesota, but really juiced up under. It's almost like March Madness where you either saw like under money toward the total or really no moves at all. All these ones juiced up under. I look out and lean on some unders here, but again, favorites did well in the regular season, but historically, now's the time to maybe get on some dogs in the playoffs.
All right, put away the Celtics PJs and break out the Bruin PJs for tonight, Josh. Good luck to your Bruins in Carolina tonight. Thank you, Josh. Market Insights Pod, VSiN.com/podcast.
Thanks, Josh.
And, of course, Betting Across America. Great information, Josh. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Patrick.
Happy 35th.
Thanks, guys.
You don't look a day over 34. When we come back, we'll get Michael's plays tonight on the two in the association. Of course, 76ers at the Heat and the Mavs at the Suns as we continue. If you missed anything, remember, we keep on telling you we've got a ton of information right now at VSiN.com. You can follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live and Michael Lombardi on Twitter, M Lombardi NFL. And if you want a book recommendation for me and the big guy, it's called A Gentleman in Moscow, written by Amor Towles.
Yes.
That is the ending. Oh, the ending. We continue. It is the Lombardi Line.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Unleash the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can use and earn BetMGM reward points that you can redeem for online bonuses and like, you know, free bets or the tokens, or you can convert them into comps at MGM Resorts nationwide. So again, it's like a credit card loyalty program. Check them out. Bet MGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program. Go to betmgm.com, download the app. 21 years or older. If you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, we'll get the picks on the two games in the NBA playoffs coming up in just a little bit, with the Heat hosting the 76ers and the Suns hosting the Mavs, as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line. Michael Lombardi there in Jersey, and Patrick Maher here in Vegas. Did you realize that Carson Strong's draft position was set at 122.5? So 122 yeah. and a half, and he goes completely undrafted, signs as a free agent with the Eagles. That it's weird.
He got 300,000 guaranteed.
Did he? Okay.
People say, well, why would they do that? You know, why would they give him that much guarantee? Well, because there's offsets in every contract. And so if he's on the practice squad, he's basically that. Say he's on the practice squad for the year, you know, that's going to cover half of the cost. And then, you know, if he's on it next year, that covers half of the cost again next year. So, you know, the guarantees always come off at some point. Even if he goes to another team's practice squad, the Eagles get the money back.
You know, kind of the antithesis of Hurts, because Carson Strong is a big, stable thrower of the football, whereas Hurts is more legs first, right?
Right. And, you know, and I was told, I said this yesterday on the show, like, I was told there's so much misinformation that we're all a part of, and there's really no guarantees in anything. I was told, hey, if the Steelers don't draft a quarterback in the first round, they're going to take Carson Strong in the second. They draft the kid from South Carolina, from South Dakota State in the seventh, the quarterback, and Strong's still on the board. So to me, nobody knows the inner workings of a draft room. Really, they don't, you know, and I think that anybody pretends that they do. Every guy that I can go through some of the text I've gotten after the draft and you evaluate, like, none of it's accurate. None of it's like they love, you know, Mike Tomlin loves Malik Willis. Really? He does? When did he fall out of love? I mean,
he quickly fell in love with Kenny Pickett. That's what we do know.
Exactly.
You know, what about,
I mean, you know, he might like the guy, but drafting and liking are two different things.
What about Sam Howell?
That's why when people say you drafted a guy too early, it's the value wasn't there. How do you know another team wasn't going to pick him? Like, the value, who sets the value? Like these these draft grades that everybody's coming up with, right? They're all predicated on the person who evaluated the team. He's grading himself. That's what he's doing. He's grading himself. So if you did what he recommended you do, then you're going to get a good grade. If you don't listen to him, you're going to get a bad grade. It's self-indulgent. It's one of the most, one of the greatest cons of all time. We've given out draft grades. No, you've graded yourself. You know, whoever drafted Willis was going to get an A. Because Mel, I mean, how many more hours was Willis's name going to be underneath the ESPN banner saying the best available Malik Willis, the best available Malik? I mean, they were going to run out of, lighting for it. Like, it took 80 picks before the lights went out.
By the way, the Chiefs just signed undrafted wide receiver Justin Ross. If he could have came out after his freshman year, the Clemson wide receiver was amazing. Since then, Michael, he's had injuries, and I think he's got a spinal situation, which is not good.
He does. Encouraged him. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, he's going to have to get, you know, he was probably off a lot of boards, you know, because of the medical. That's like Dean was off a lot of boards because of the torn pec. So it is. But let's shout out to Matty Humans here, Patrick, for a moment. Did he finish second in the mock draft derby? I mean, I don't know how they grade that, you know, but give him credit. I mean, Matty Humans all over it. Matty Humans is good at college football. So, you know, he, and one thing I've learned about Matt, he has his opinions based on what he sees, not based on what he hears.
So what is the competition? Do you know what it is?
I don't know what it is. I saw it on Twitter. I congratulated him for it. It was for having the most guys that you thought were going to go in the first round. You get so many points.
You don't have to necessarily.
You don't have to necessarily hit with the team because it's so hard. But if you hit with the team and you hit the player, that's probably worth more points than if the guy just went in the first round.
Shout to Matt Humans, not just fast food. My man Sharp is all get out. You can hear him every day.
I mean, he owes himself two trips. He owes himself two trips to his favorite fast food. Just go straight one place to the other. You know, when I was out in Vegas, I was trying to figure out which ones he was hitting on the way into the South Point.
I think good money, all of them at some point. You know?
That the correct answer is all of the above.
Humans is prolific.
Although he has a favorite. He does have certain favorites. I respect him for it.
I do too. And congratulations to Matty Humans on the competition as well. What did you think of the Commanders taking Sam Howell?
Thought it was a smart play. I mean, why not, right? You know, why not take him? I mean, there he is. We you know, he's got you work with him. I mean, you, what do you have to lose in the fifth round? You get a chance to get a guy that at one time looked like he could be a really good prospect. You're going to redshirt him anyway. Heineke's going to be the backup, might be the starter if Wentz decides to continue to throw the ball from the left side of his body as opposed to where he throws it normally to the right. So, you know, I think that could be the case. It's a perfect situation for him. You know, get himself, I would suspect Sam Howell grew up a Washington fan. Everybody in North Carolina at one point or another was a Washington fan back in the day. So it's a great, great get for him. I was surprised. I thought maybe he would go somewhere in the third round. But this draft, the value of the quarterbacks, nobody saw the quarterbacks like the media saw the quarterbacks. I think that's a fair assessment, don't you agree?
100%.
No NFL team saw the quarterbacks like the media saw the quarterbacks.
Well, the quarterbacks are sexy.
The media has the chalk last, so they're not wrong, you know?
Yeah, and the quarterbacks are sexy. It's they get more reads, you get more clicks when you're talking quarterbacks in any other position in any sport. So, you know, it's almost like
I said on the pod today, Patrick, I mean, there's somebody that had five quarterbacks going in the first round that works at one of the major networks, the five. Where was this coming from? What I've learned from the draft is just trust your natural instincts when it comes to the draft. Like, just trust it. Like, and give props to Jim Nagy down at the Senior Bowl. Again, the Senior Bowl proves to be the most fertile area to understand the draft. Because why? It is the level of competition. Look no further than the Senior Bowl to really understand the draft. Watch the Senior Bowl. Watch the level of comp. Watch who's playing well in the game. Watch who did well. Watch who understands it and who steps up the level of comp. And Jim Nagy had a lot of guys drafted, and it's a tribute to his selection process.
That mock drafter that had five quarterbacks in the first round, I'm guessing they did not finish ahead of Matt Humans in the contest.
No, you know, and he's on 1,000 radio shows. He's an expert, you know. So I don't know. Watches more tape than anybody, I guess. I don't know how anybody could think. I never thought that. Pickett made sense because he produced. I don't think Pickett's a starter. I don't agree with it. I respect Kevin Colbert tremendously. I see where he's coming from. It's a difference of an opinion. We'll see how that works out. I don't think it was, to me, he took the best of the ones that were available. To take Willis, to me, it was almost a kiss of, I don't want to say kiss of death, but there was a lot of risk in that. As we've said many times on the show, bad delivery, you know, not very tall, didn't throw touchdown passes, transfer. I mean, there were too many circumstances that just don't align perfectly.
Mock draft database contest, and Matt Humans finished third is the official. That's tremendous. Awesome news. Okay, let's get to the late game first. Dallas at the Suns. By the way, the Suns have been overvalued by the market at home all year. They finished just 19-22 ATS at home, the Suns, whereas the Mavs are one of the better road teams this year, 25-17 ATS on the road. The Suns are laying 5.5. You might be able to get a 6. What do you got?
I see 6 here at the South Point. I'll take the 6 and the points. You know, I think the Mavs are, you know, the Mavs are 27-17 against the spread away from home. So, you know, I like that. I think that they'll play really good defense. I mean, you know, Patrick, for all the conversations, I mean, the Mavs won 56 games in the regular season. I mean, they played well. I mean, they've won, obviously, 4 more. They won 52 games in the regular season. This is a good team. I know the head-to-head doesn't work, but, again, you've got to look past that. I'm going to go with, I'll take the points in Dallas tonight.
I'll take the points as well. I agree with you. The early one, you've heard of them. The 76ers are at the Heat, 7.5 right now with the Heat laying it.
You know, to me, this is one of those where, you know, I would in-game bet this because I want to see what Philly's going to do, what their energy level is. Philly's a team you can really read in terms of their body language early in the game. I would in-bet, before the bet, I would take Miami and lay the points. In-game, I would wait and see.
There it
is. I play the under though, Patrick, for sure.
I like both unders
in this game.
Yeah, 208.5. I like both unders tonight. I would agree with you there. Okay, well you'll be watching. It'll be interesting.
I will.
It'll be interesting without Embiid to see how Harden if he steps
enjoy
up.
Enjoy your 2 days off.
Thank you.
I'm gonna start the Lincoln Highway tonight. So there we go.
And you got to finish writing your book too.
That's right. Tell me about it.
You got some players to write up. Okay, enjoy it, Michael. I'll see you Thursday. Thank you. Odds On is coming up next. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.